is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Hallmark time-traveling Christmas movies.
Hey, it's Panda, and I like Hallmark time-traveling Christmas movies.
I'm Dan, I love time-travel movies, but I despise Hallmark time-traveling Christmas movies.
And I'm Doug Jones, and I love, and I mean love, Hallmark time-traveling Christmas movies.
And this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Oh, man. Boy, it feels good.
It feels good anytime Doug agrees to come back again.
It really
we
does.
Always are like, man, did we scare Doug off? And Doug's like, no, I'm here for more.
He's like, don't. I'm a monster. You don't remember? I can't be scared. That's I can't right. be scared. Doug, welcome back. Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Thank you for having me again. Merry Christmas to all of y'alls.
And it's nice to talk to you before Christmas. I feel like we typically chat with you after Christmas, but this is a nice treat for us. Are you filming right now? You're doing staying busy. How's it going?
It's going good. So far, we're off and running on season 4 of Star Trek Discovery.
Amazing.
Season 3 is airing currently. We're winding every Thursday night on CBS All Access in the States, Netflix worldwide, and in Canada on other channels, CTV Sci-Fi.
I love it.
But it's going good. Very exciting. Living in outer space. But of course, as usual, when there's peril in the universe and we have to act quickly to save it, and I'm in an alien makeup. My favorite thing to do is to come home and unwind with my Hallmark channel.
Yes, it is. That's right. Of course.
I love it. I got to tell you, Doug, I feel confident that I can say this and not spoil Christmas for my dad because he doesn't listen to this podcast. but he, over Thanksgiving, I was talking with him and he was telling me how he wanted to watch the new Star Trek, but he couldn't figure out CBS All Access. So I'm gifting my dad with a subscription and I can talk them through how to download the app. I feel like we can do this.
Can we record that?
Yes.
So I can just listen third party to that.
I feel confident that we can do it. He's just like, why? I got to pay to see something? What? I pay for cable, but there's more cable than there's not on cable.
What if we had Doug, when he's in his full makeup on the set, do a video for your dad? You download? Click your email and password.
Well, Doug, I'm good at instructions because I walked you through how to watch this movie, and we did great.
You did so good because I'm in Canada right now.
I had to do a whole rigmarole.
Yeah, the movies they air on the W channel here, but like often later than they do in the States. So you talk me through it. I got it all figured out on the Webernet that you kids are using.
You did it. Now, are you going to be able to go home for Christmas? Are you going to be able to get home? You wonderful.
Yes. I'll be home in LA for Christmas and New Year's.
Fantastic.
But when you return to Canada right now, you have to quarantine for 14 days upon entry.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
The government thing. So they gave us enough time to do that before we start filming again.
So later. That 10 days is going to cost you 14 on the way back, is what you're saying?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh man.
You're basically taking a month off.
Man.
It's like a month off, exactly.
Wow. That's crazy. What a world we're living
that's
in.
That's math, man.
But it's great, and I'm happy that we're able to film and stay safe and healthy, and that my dad will be able to watch you Christmas time.
Yeah, right. You're a good boy, Bran. Thank you.
Thank you. I believe that I can do it, and I believe that we collectively can do this.
Let's be really. Fans of each other.
And what I'm talking about, boys, is I think that if we try hard enough. That the one person out there that has been unsure about universal yums will finally come to their senses.
How many times do you need to hear
when they hear Panda do the pitch?
All right, listen. You like snacks? I like snacks. You know what I like even more than snacks? Snacks from all over the world. Mm. And guess what? The Holiday Yum Box. Is that right? Did I nail it?
Sure.
Okay. You should sign up and get it because it's great.
Is there a deal?
You bet, Bran.
Where do you go?
You go to universalyums.com/deck.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that sold him. There it is.
Yes. Yep. If that didn't do it, I don't know what will. Snacks from around the world, Panda.
Snacks from around all over the world.
Amazing. And you don't even have to quarantine 14
you
days
don't,
to get them.
You wouldn't.
You just get them.
You just
don't
have to get them. And you go, nom, nom, nom.
You literally can't just get them in stores.
You just can't do it.
It's crazy.
Hey, this was a movie, if everybody remembers, talking about Christmas Comes Twice, that when I read the synopsis on our preview show, I couldn't believe what was happening.
Yep.
And I am so excited to finally break this
movie
down.
It's the first of our time traveling carousel movies.
That's exactly right.
There's a second one coming next weekend, Doug. I'm not making that up. True story. Two out of 40. That's right.
If you want to come back and do another one, why not? We're talking about Christmas Comes Twice. It originally aired on December 13th, I believe, 2020.
2020.
And it went a little something like this. Cheryl used to be an astronomer, and now she just works at the Federal Science Association handing out grants like a monster. There's apparently this comet that she believes existed, but now the Norwegians are taking credit for it like they always do. If only there was time for her to be able to take credit for it.
Do we have time for that?
I don't know. She goes.
It's about time.
Yeah. She goes home in time for Christmas, and luckily there is the saddest little carnival in town, and everybody is excited about it, but no one shows up. But they are there, and she bumps into George, and there's some real tension there, if you know what I mean. And she discovers this carousel in the woods. Just hanging out in the woods, and she hops on it and it starts moving, and she's like, what's going on? She gets off it and she heads back into the carnival, and she's very confused. The mayor, Terrence, is like, can't wait for our date. Also, I'm not the mayor. And she sees a poster and it's for New Year's Eve 2015, and she's like, this is weird. I don't know what's going on. And she goes home and her parents are like, yeah, 2015 is a great year. And so she tells her neighbor that she thinks Miss Nelson, who's alive now, that she thinks she maybe has figured out something about time travel. This is really exciting because Miss Nelson in 2020, she's dead. And she's able to have this conversation with
Miss Nelson. So she's going to fix that then.
We'll see. We'll see if there's time. Miss Nelson kind of helps her and George. You remember George? George is a teacher, a science teacher, and she kind of introduces it, brings her in. They do a little science club. She's not thrilled about having to work side by side with George, especially seeing as how she time traveled and she's being stuck teaching science to high schoolers. But what can you do? She goes on this date with Terrence. She was going to go on that date 5 years ago, and it didn't work out super great. And she's like, now I can really make it happen. But it turns out that her and Terrence don't have as much in common as she would have hoped. She's hanging out more and more with George, and she's kind of coming to terms with the fact that I enjoy this George fella. She also is going to take this time to not take the grant job, because handing out grants for research, who wants that? Not me. She wants bigger and better things, like identifying comets before the Norwegians, those monsters. And so she is going to like kind of throw away this job interview. But in the process of throwing away the job interview, she gets more money for the job. And she's like, well, I don't know what to do here. And then the guy's like, hey, you're handing out grants so people can do research. It's not a bad job. And she's like, I never thought about that. And I get more money. I'm going to take this job. But she's really in a pickle because, oh, I don't know. Her and George are really enjoying each other, and they're liking each other. And she's getting ready to tell him how she feels. And he's ready. And they have an almost kiss. It's a wonderful moment. They go back to the carnival. And she says, what's that in the woods? The carousel's back? So they go and they check out the carousel. And she's like, George, you doubted the carousel. The carousel's been here the whole time. Look at this carousel. She gets on the carousel. She didn't learn a lesson. It starts to move. And she's like, oh, it's happening now. So she decides to yell out, I'm falling in love with you. She's back in 2020. Everything's back to normal. She's got her job. Maybe more money, hopefully. I don't know if that carried over. I'm assuming it did. And she finds George. George finds her. And he's like, hey, you dropped your scarf back in 2015. I've held on to it this whole time. Now's the time for me to tell you that I'm falling in love with you. They kiss, everybody's happy. And that, my friends, was Christmas Comes Twice. Yes.
Wow.
Well, exactly
you,
right.
You said it. We did it.
Mm. Yeah. Guys, I just want, if you didn't watch the movie and you listen to that synopsis and you don't like immediately pause this to go watch it, you're doing life wrong. Because that was
at least immediately pause to see if you left anything out of importance.
I don't think I did.
That's the problem.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Doug's going to be here. We're going to break this movie down, share our hot takes, all the feels, wait, what's, and then what the hallmarks, maybe razzle dazzle. We'll see.
Okay.
But first, we're going to take a quick break, hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back here on Deck the Hallmark.
You're prepping for the holidays, but you're not sleeping like that guy is sleeping.
Why?
That guy is sound asleep because he has himself a Purple mattress.
I sure
I know what you're thinking. I've laid on one mattress. I've laid on them all. They all have the springs and they have just a pillow top or they have just a little bit of foam. Memory foam makes me hot. None of it works. It's all the same night's sleep. I can't get a good night's sleep. Let me introduce you to Purple mattress. Purple mattress is different. The science is different. They have a grid on the top of their mattress that is a hyper-elastic polymer. That's a very fancy sounding way of saying a really cool comfort layer on the top of their mattress. It keeps you temperature neutral, which means cold all night long.
Ooh.
You do not warm up.
That's a scientific breakdown
right.
of that.
You do not warm up. You stay the same temperature all night long while you sleep. It's incredibly comfort. It cradles your entire body. I sleep on a Purple pillow every night and have for years. I swear by that pillow. My head stays cool all night long. That is not something that can be offered by anyone else.
Purple grid, man.
The Purple grid is a game changer. And right now is the time to get treat yourself to a Purple mattress or pillow or whatever else. They got great sheets too, all of it. You can experience that Purple grid and you'll sleep like you never have before, like that guy snoring earlier. You go to purple.com/deck10, then you use the promo code deck10, that's deck10. For a limited time, you get 10% off any order of $200 or more. They have free shipping. They have free returns. They have 0% APR financing for qualified customers. Purple.com/deck10, promo code deck10 for 10% off any order of $200 or more, and sleep better today.
La 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 la, fall asleep. Welcome back, everybody.
Hey. Did they pay extra for that?
No, they didn't. That was a freebie.
Wow, freebie.
That was a freebie.
That was a good one. Thanks.
Just for them. Hey, guys, we're talking about Christmas Comes Twice. Time traveling carnival carousel. Can't wait to talk about it. Nobody gives a hotter take than my friend Panda. So I think I'm going to start with you, Panda, because I can't wait to hear what you think about this movie. Panda, sure. Hot take us, pal.
Yeah, so this is the second of the time travel movies we've seen this Christmas season and is by far the crazier of the two. The first one being Timeless Christmas. This movie's bonkers. it doesn't make a doggone bit of sense. Was it fun? Maybe. I'm not entirely sure what I just saw. Like, it's just, it doesn't, like, guys, this is one of those movies when it ended, I just sat there and I thought, what happened? Like, you went back in time, you accomplished nothing, really. And you did, I mean, it's a squandered opportunity. That said, like, hey, Hallmark tried something new. I love that there's a time travel carousel. More of those. Thankfully, next week we get another one.
More carousel.
Yeah, more carousel. Go carousel. Yeah,
I'm sold on the carousel.
Yeah, sure.
Doug, bring us back to reality. What'd you think about the movie?
Oh, now my hot take is love, love, love. You add Christmas and time travel together. My favorite movie of all time is called Somewhere in Time with Jane Seymour, Christopher Reeve.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I love the time travel where romance is involved. Love it. I didn't see any previews for this one going in. So I didn't know it was a time travel movie until our star, Tamara Mowry Housley playing Cheryl said, said, I wish I could just live that week over again. And I was like, he's going to go back. So all in all, I had love for this all in all. I, you know, that age old lesson of if I could go back, I think her talk with her mom when she got back kind of summed it up for me. When her mom said, oh, I wrote it down. Where is it now? She asked her mom, if you could go back 5 years or back in time, what would you do? And her mom said, I'd spend more time with friends and loved ones, maybe fix a few old mistakes and do the things I always regretted not doing. That sold it for me right there. That's my hot take. That summed up the movie for me. If I could, I think many of us would take that advantage if we could.
Yeah, man. I got to tell you guys, if you would have told me early on at the beginning of the season that Ron Oliver, one of my favorite directors in Hallmark Universe, would have made the most boring of the time travel movies and the least wacky time travel movie this year, I would have said, get out of here. But that's what's happened because your boy loved this movie. I had a blast with this movie. Here's the situation. We enter into a world where the stakes couldn't be lower. She traveled back in time 5 years, did nothing with it. And that's really what I'm looking for here. I just want to have a good time. She falls in love. The guy has been waiting for her for no reason, really, for 5 years. I loved all of it. It was wacky. It made no sense. And that is what I'm here for. I loved it.
Yeah, this is bad Hallmark operating on all cylinders. I want to be very, very clear. To say that time travel was a squandered opportunity is being kind to this movie. Literally, the movie could have been made without time travel. I want to be very clear because she goes back in time, falls in love with the guy at the carnival where she was anyway, and then does not proceed to pursue that relationship until present day, even though, if I'm understanding correctly, they both know that they love each other 5 years ago, and they literally don't act on it for 5 years. So this movie is a girl coming back from the big city to the small town to meet the guy that stayed in the small town. And it is a Hallmark movie. They threw time travel window dressing in, but it literally could have been made without it. There's nothing. I love time travel movies. Is it a parallel universe? Is it one timeline? Is it the bootstrap paradox? I'm all in. This movie doesn't use... Not only squandered opportunity, yes, she has her favorite teacher that is going to die, and she doesn't stop her teacher from dying. That's a problem, okay? That's a big problem. I'm too caught up with the guy that always finished second to me in science class to save my favorite teacher from dying. Whatever. They didn't even use time travel. She got on a magic carousel. Huh, interesting, gets her bearings and then proceeds as normal. Like, it is beyond me that they thought time travel would save us from realizing this is the same exact movie that we've seen 1,000 times. They didn't even use it at all.
To be fair, I didn't see that it was the same movie. I did think it was a little bit different.
I just blew your mind there.
Yeah, I did.
Like, I will say this. There's a lot of window dressing. I mean, it's heaps. You can't even see the window. There's so much window dressing. But it is the exact same. She does nothing. Nothing changes aside from her perspective.
And isn't that the most important thing?
But doesn't that happen in every Hallmark movie?
It's hard to say. Man, but the wackiness behind how her perspective changes so is what I'm here for.
Until I realized it wasn't.
It's a little wacky.
It was so wacky until I realized they're not going to dive into anything that makes it
all
wacky.
The reasons you hated it are all the reasons that's right. I loved it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But can you imagine if she showed back up on the carousel and everything was totally different? How much more fun that would have been?
It wouldn't have been.
What if she gets tomorrow's newspaper today?
Oh my goodness. What if we got the coach from Friday Night Lights?
Yeah, yeah,
okay. Eric Taylor. Yeah. And this cat drops off a newspaper. It's tomorrow. And he
has to go. Does he gamble at all?
No, he just changes.
He saves it.
He saves people from fires.
Wow, stuff. That's crazy.
Cool.
It's time for All the Feels. This is part of the show. We talk about what in this movie gave us Christmas feels or feels in general. Panda.
Okay, so even though the carnival isn't the best, it reminds me of so many things that I used to do when I was in high school. We would have like these like little like summer fest fairs and like winter fairs, and you'd go to them and there was nothing that was going on at them. They were awful. But you always went as a teenager because there was nothing else to do in town, right? And so it gave me nostalgic teenage feels.
Man, I feel bad for you.
It was a lot of fun. I never rode any of the rides. I was scared to ride them.
Wow. Yeah. No, absolutely. No,
you track with me. They threw that Ferris wheel up fast.
I went
like way too
fast. Exactly. I'm not going to trust some guy who's
That guy was checked out.
He's definitely smoking.
Yes.
100%.
100%.
I go for the funnel cake.
You go for the
Oreo. And I stay for more funnel cake.
Yeah. Well, funnel cake I'm in for. I want to be clear on that.
That's what a fair's for.
The fairs I went to,
like the South Carolina State Fair, was always very bustling and busy.
We would go to the ones in the mall parking lot.
Yeah, those.
Well, and any ride that's set up with wheels at the base of it, I don't get on.
That's fair. That's one. That's fair. Doug, any feels for you, my friend?
Oh, all the feels, yes. Now, normally I get caught up in the love story that's happening, but this time my main point of feels was that going back to find someone that had passed away alive again, and what that would be like if I, you know, in this case, it was her favorite teacher that was all kind of a mentor for her, played by the lovely and ever gorgeous and never aging Cheryl Lee Ralph, who I adore. And I also worked with Cheryl Lee Ralph in my very first sitcom appearance as a guest star on It's a Living, a show she did 100 years ago.
Wow.
And she hasn't aged a day since then. And she was so sweet to me, by the way, in that show, I played a geeky guy who comes in like a blind date. And she told me off camera later that like, you're not ugly enough to be a geek. I was like, okay, that's very, very sweet of you to say. So she's been in my good book ever since. But to go back and find her alive and you know, at my age, I've lost a lot of people in my life. And so that kind of hit my feels and like, gosh, if I went back for no other reason to hug somebody one more time, you know? Mm-hmm. But the lesson, what I loved was, you know, I love those older roles in these movies because I'm getting to the age where I want to play them.
Right? Cast him for crying out loud, Hallmark. Come on.
You know, that, but the older, wiser person who holds that a cup of cocoa and gives some great advice. And here Cheryl Lee Ralph was, being asked, Cheryl comes to Miss Nelson and is asks her about like the possibilities of like going back in time. What would you do? And Cheryl Lee, Miss Nelson had the right answer that the mom, you know, I told you the mom would go back and she might change this, this and that. Now, Miss Nelson says, if I had my life to live over, I would not change a thing. And so that for me gave me more feels of like, you know what, who I am, where I'm sitting today is a product of every experience I've had in my past, good and bad. And so I think that's what our lead Cheryl was learned here. And that, so Dan, that's what she learned. That's why the time travel.
Found something.
I wonder what she would have said, like if
she was still alive in 2020, maybe.
No, if Cheryl, like,
she probably could have if they had just given her a pill. Yeah,
it's a heart condition.
You like, could solve that.
There's so many things that could have fixed that so she could give that sage wisdom and be alive.
No.
Yeah, just ask her to take an aspirin every day.
something, that's right.
She said she wouldn't change a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't
that,
think she
I
do.
Take that as she wants to die. I'm sorry.
Wow.
So here's the thing, man. I thought Tamara, she was acting here. She was playing a role, and it was a decision, the way in which she decided to play it, because she was very childlike in this movie. And at first I was like, what is she up to here? But by the end of it, I really just adored her character and the way in which she said things. And I think at the very end when she's, she gets back on the carousel again, and she's like, it's happening too soon. It's like, I don't know, what did you expect to happen? Yeah. But there was something about her getting back on the carousel and being surprised that it was happening again that just made me so happy. It made me so happy. It gave me feels. The fact that she was just, it's happening again.
You and I just had different experiences.
I just loved it. I thought it was so funny. Yeah. It made me laugh. It gave me feels.
Definitely, I'm going to agree with Doug here. It's definitely Shirley Ralph's character, the teacher. She is wonderful in this movie. And as a teacher of 15 years, I can tell you that, like, we want what's best for every kid that we teach, and we want to see them go from a place where they are to a place where we think they can be. We see their potential. But there are some students that stay with you and are very memorable. So in some cases, teachers, all of them have favorites. And it's not because they didn't try for every kid. It's because some kids, you just, there was something about them that, like, you just saw something in them and they achieved it. And it's just to feel that you're a small part in that. And for her to use this, the stars as an analogy on movie, and to say, you were my brightest star, that line really worked for me, because you have those kids, and those kids who occasionally will still text you and be like, hey, thanks for teaching me that. You're like, man, I did not deserve that text message or that email or whatever. But you see them do amazing things, and you know that you got to witness some of it. And that 100% landed for me. It was a little bit undercut by the fact that she could have saved her teacher's life. Just a little bit. But it was still there, and it still worked for me. I would have loved it if we could have maybe saved Miss Nelson in the process.
Would you have wanted your students to save your life?
Yes. Yeah. You 100%.
How do you save a life?
Step one, you say, look, we need to talk.
You are?
You say, sit down. It's just a talk.
You smile. You
so politely right. back at me. Yes, right. Stare politely. Some sort of window to the right.
It's some sort of
window to the right. Yep.
There's a couple of people here on our Bramble Jam Plus chat that are watching live. That's a perk. That are saying Ron Oliver's movie is better. And I just want to say,
Timeless Christmas is a better movie.
It
than
is
this.
A better movie. I enjoyed this movie more. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, qualitatively.
Of course.
Timeless Christmas is
Ron Oliver's above and beyond.
Yes. Yes.
But this movie was a blast. Let's take one more quick break, everybody.
Sure.
And we'll come back. We'll talk about it a little bit more here on Deck the Hallmark. Yeah, that was good. That was good. That was exactly what I needed. That was exactly what I needed, that break right there.
Yeah, that was good.
To break this movie down even more, because it's time for the Wait What. It's the part of the show where we share exactly, while we were watching this movie, what made us say Wait What. And I'll start with my friend Panda.
First of all, they say that we've already established this. I want to just go up back and point it out one more time. They say the Christmas Carnival is going strong. There's no one there. Several booths are blacked out. Yep. It is not going strong.
No.
at one point, she says, what's the chemical formula for oil and water?
Oh, man. That,
I don't even know what that means. That's not a formula. She also says it went about as smoothly as the Big Bang. You know, far be it from me to be a scientific guy here. My understanding was the Big Bang is considered fairly elegant of a process to launch life and, you know, whatnot.
The Big Bang, I mean, if that's what you subscribe to as your theory of creation,
yeah,
it 100% was smooth.
Like
it worked great.
It went really well.
It wasn't,
all things considered.
Yeah, if you wanted to go back and, like, analyze its smoothness, you would find that you would be happy with its result.
With
the results, but the bang itself was probably pretty violent.
Oh, yeah, but violent bang, smooth outcome. I don't know.
No one saw it coming.
That's true. And then finally, at the very end of the movie, she comes on out with a telescope.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. She doesn't come out with the telescope. She just shows up and there's a telescope outside. It is her telescope. But the scene directly before that, as she's walking, she does not have the telescope. So that leads me to conclude, either that telescope has been there for, what, 5 years or so.
I think she put it there 5 years ago.
5 years ago. It's just been sitting there.
If, like, this is still there, then I'll know it's true love.
Yeah. I just want to know. What happened? There it is.
Doug, wait, what's for you?
Oh, well, just a couple.
Sure.
I love when they were standing. Cheryl and George were walking down the sidewalk of the street. And she stops and she says, I always love how the store windows are decorated for Christmas. Behind her, what we saw in the frame with her was not one decoration.
Nailed it.
I'm just saying. But the other wait what for me was a bigger one. And this was tell me about Science Club, Cheryl Lee Ralph, Ms. Nelson says to Cheryl, come on inside the house and let's talk about it over a Merlot. This is during the day. Daytime drinking in Hallmark movies is like, what? They should have the cup of cocoa. We all know this.
That's right.
Right? I did not see one cup of hot cocoa in the entire film, and that bothered me a bit. Yeah. I long for the cocoa shots.
I think we all do.
Doug's right.
I have a couple. One.
And Merlot at that. I mean, pick a better wine. Like a Pinot Noir from the Willamette Valley, if you don't mind.
They de-oaked it.
They de-oaked it. That's right.
It's delicious.
George, my boy George, at the beginning of this movie, when they bump into each other at the carnival, he is willingly wearing his junior high Letterman jacket. And it is still fitting, my guy.
That's right. Has not aged since junior high.
Now, I want to know, like, when George was wearing that, did he, like, it had he, was it 5 years? For? Because at the beginning, like, it's just, he still made that decision, and that, I think, is what is impressive. City Hall took at least 5 years to build.
Yeah. What's going on there?
What are they doing? They are just taking their time. She came back and it's just like the plans for City Hall, and she, like, it had just been, I don't know, it's just an impressive amount of time to spend on that building. I have to say to Miss Nelson gets a knock at the door, and Cheryl tells her, hey, I think I have a breakthrough on time travel. And Miss Nelson says, hold that thought.
I gotta grade some papers.
I gotta go to a faculty Christmas party.
Time travel can't.
No, yeah. You are canceled. Mm. Like, you're not going to that party. At one point, George says there's some changing with the weather, and there's going to be major flurries. And I think that's what we in the game just call snow.
Is what we call that.
Just the standard snow. He had 5 years just to come up with what he was going to say when he saw her after the carousel incident.
That's right.
Happened.
And he went with, forgot your scarf.
He said, you forgot your scarf. And then he says, I think I'm falling in love with you. George, you had 5 years to figure it out, man.
But also,
whether or not you love, like, I think I might be falling in love with
you. I just want to be clear. He could have called her with that dynamite line at any time in the five-year span from the time of 2015 to present day, because they did have that experience already. But
he could, have FaceTimed her.
That's right. At any point.
Yeah.
Nah. But she wasn't ready for that truth.
None of them were ready for it, clearly, for 5 years.
And last but not least, they have this whole situation where they're decorating a tree together. They're putting the lights and the ornaments on at the same time.
No.
There's no world where that tree turns out that good.
No.
It's a beautiful tree. And I'm like, there's just no way.
Not happening. Absolutely not.
Dan?
Yeah. So I don't know what it takes to be called an astronomer. I assume there's astronomy degrees involved. But I do know once you're called an astronomer, you are always called an astronomer. At the beginning of this movie, this kid goes, you're an astronomer? And she goes, well, I used to be. No. You, my friend, have earned that title. It's like being a dad. You're an astronomer. Don't try to mince words. Well, I only work for the Federal Science Association. I don't really do the you're an astronomer. Stop it. There's not a lot of us out there. Be proud of being an astronomer. I find it very weird how good her memory is for 5 years ago. She remembers certain weather from 5 years ago. She remembers that her neighbor's gutters are going to fall somehow from 5 years ago. That's impressive. But I do want to camp out a little bit on this job interview. So she works at the Federal Science Association. She doesn't want to work there anymore. And this guy's in town to interview her. And she could, A, just completely say, no, Sounds good. B, ignore him. C, go and just say, and try to botch the interview. So she doesn't do A, which would be normal. She tries B, meets him anyway, because fate and whatnot. And then C, she says she's going to botch the interview. Now, I have always longed to be able to go and botch an interview on purpose. I think it's one of these moments you don't get in life ever to go in for a job that you don't want and just be awful. And her version of botching the interview is dressing professionally, showing up on time and answering the questions. Dude, you show up in a tank top with a dip in your mouth. You use all the profanity in the world. Ask if you're going Dutch like 5 times, I think at least. There are so many ways that you could make it awkward. Try to hold his hand. I mean, just do something like really go. You are not giving it your all here. You could have botched this interview and you just didn't try hard enough. And that upsets me so much. I'm also worried about the middle school classroom that just gets to watch their adult teachers do science experiments. Because the fun of middle school science is the interactive kinesthetic learning where you're like, get up here, look at this electroshock and look at these rock crystals. And in this movie, the kids stay just silent. Like they're in like a Chaplin film and the teachers are up front having all the fun. And that's not okay. You try to take them to the carnival at the end to make up for it, and then you make them write down every motion they see. No, they're both bad teachers. It's a no for me. The lead guy, George, this whole movie, he just dunks on himself. He just constantly is like, she was better than me. She ran circles around me. I was never as smart as she was. I'm like, bro, have some self-confidence. And then lastly,
in his defense, he does still fit in his middle school Letterman jacket, and that's a feat.
What's weird is he said his grades were terrible until he was in a class with her in high school, so maybe it was literally all downhill for him after he met her. That's right. And then lastly, and I couldn't get over this, she goes back to 2020 on a carousel time travel situation that's moving slower than I walk. She could have jumped off the carousel at any point if she wanted to stay. She wasn't trapped in the carousel. It was moving very slow. She gets back to 2020 and there is a full It's a Wonderful Life scene. Like she's running down the street. She goes to her parents. She's like, Mom, Dad, gives them a big hug. She just saw him like an hour ago. Like everything is the exact same as it was 5 years ago. You didn't even save your favorite teacher. It's all the exact same. Why are you going to hug your parents? You just saw them. They haven't changed a bit. I just don't understand it.
Can't hug Miss Nelson though.
Oh my gosh.
Sister, you still made bad life decisions.
Sister. Yeah, Mom, Dad, you're still here. Yeah. There you go.
It's time for What the Hallmark. It's the part of the show where we talk about any questions that we still have that we would like resolved, maybe get some answers to. Panda?
What? 5 years. Like, why 5 years? Why didn't he? I know.
It was when she was going on the date and when she was about to take the job. It was the turning point in her life.
I get
that didn't change at all from the 5 years.
Right. Why didn't he reach out at some point?
After he realized.
I just don't understand. Yeah. Like that part just baffled me. I know we've talked about it, but guys, like that's normally, Hallmark normally closes at least a little bit of those gaps in some of these time travel movies.
Yeah.
This is the one where it's like he could have called at any point.
Yeah.
It just.
Because she's still alive.
That hurt. She's still alive.
And around in 2016, 17, 18, and 19.
I don't know how you solve it. To be fair, I haven't given this enough pondering.
When she gets off the carousel in present day, she's in a relationship with George. That's how you solve it. She's maybe married, has some kids, and it's wonderful. And she has all those new memories again. That's how you solve it.
Yeah. Nah. No, that's good.
Pass. Hard pass. Doug, do you have any questions that you would like resolved?
Well, so she come. Cheryl comes to Ms. Nelson's door early in the film and says, "We already mentioned this that I think I might have cracked the code on time travel." And Ms. Nelson's like, "Yeah, I got to go to a party first."
Yeah.
Well, Did they ever circle back and actually, because I know they had a chat later, a quiet talk, but it was more emotional. It wasn't really, they didn't talk about the science of time travel. Did they or did
well,
they?
Well, in her, Cheryl's defense, she has not cracked the code. She went on a carousel. So I think like that's hard that's a hard code to crack. Like I think the key to time travel's find it.
Do it.
Can you imagine Marty McFly walking into the doc's office and being like, I figured out time travel, and doc just being like, gotta go.
Great Scott.
Gotta go.
Have things to do.
My biggest one, and listen, guys, I know, you know, it is what it is, but who's responsible for the carousel? What is it? Because it's there sometimes. It just appears.
The mythology of that carousel.
Because she can't find it. She leaves it and she's like, it's over there. It's missing. And then it comes back again.
The only way this all works, and you said this when I was complaining during the movie, is that this is not a time travel movie. It is a dream. If this movie is a dream where she goes back and talks to Miss Nelson again, and then she starts to realize that she loved George all along, and then she wakes up, then the movie makes sense and it's just a normal Hallmark Christmas movie. Then it all falls into place.
And it's probably one of the best movies of the year.
No.
Top five.
Well, now, would you have rather seen, would you like a Santa character or an angel character that guides her to the carousel?
I'm always absolutely down for that. Like, I would have liked to have seen, like, she's going around and then, like, you see, like, Santa, like, peeking out from the woods or something.
Right. I love those characters, too.
It was so odd that it just appeared, like, and we got no answers about the carousel.
None.
Like, I don't need a full Monty breakdown of how time travel works. I just want to know where it went for that time period that she was in town. So that's my big what the homework. Dan?
Yeah, and this is one of the rare ones. Maybe I missed it because I was just so like befuddled by the whole experience. But I do want to know, they never really figured out what's going to happen with the leads. Like, she's still going back to her job. He's still going to teach. But
No. You went to the bathroom.
Oh, I went to the bathroom.
She is going to work 3 days a week, but she can stay in town, and then she's going to teach for
Federal Science Association.
She's going to teach.
She's
going to
be a professor.
Okay.
But she still loses out on the comet, correct?
Yeah.
On the comet, yes. We got no... The Norwegians still swooped in on that bad boy.
Classic. Which they Norwegian do. They've been situation. Waiting they, for that comet then, for a while.
You can't take that from them. They worked hard for that.
The one substantial thing that did change, this is my other one, the one substantial thing that did change from 2015 to 2020 is she was offered a higher salary. Remember, she does not botch the interview, but does hardball her way into more money. I want to know how much more money we're talking about and how that changed her lifestyle, if it did, over the course of the 5 years. That's my
more opinion. Envelopes.
She more envelopes for sure.
Envelopes.
No, she's like she's all into George, and then she opens up her Bank of America app, and she's like,
No, thank you,
George. I'm gonna go on my way.
I don't need no man.
that wears.
Can I also pose the question about like what she learned is that you really can't change destiny. It is what it is, unless. You blurt out, I think I love you on the carousel, the fantasy carousel.
Yeah.
Then that changed things.
Yeah, that's true. That does. That is an asterisk we all know about fate, yes. Doug. I think we all know that.
Okay.
Blurt out a declaration of love on a time-traveling carousel. That does trump
fate. I just still can't believe that in 5 years, the best he could come up was, I think I'm falling in love with you too. Mm.
Well, he bounced the quote back at her. She said, I think I love you. Or I think I'm falling in love with you. Yeah, I wrote it down.
Yeah. I just, so
he was mirroring the same.
You think he just,
it's a mirror.
You think he procrastinated for 5 years and he woke up that morning and said, that was today? Because remember, he sees her earlier in the day. The day that he gives that quote, he sees her earlier in the day. This is the bootstrap paradox of it all. Because
how does he know what day it is going to be?
Dude, I'm just telling you, the movie, it doesn't even try to time travel.
Yeah, how does he know that this is the day that I can profess?
I had 5 years. I didn't come up with a single zinger. Not one line. Man, I'm in for it. How about I think I love you back? All right, let's do it.
I mean, if it, gun to head, I'd say I do, but I mean, there's, I don't know. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Guys, we did it, everybody. We congratulations. Before we dive into the Rainbow Gym Plus member of the week, Doug, please tell people how they can find you on the internet. Keep track of what you're doing, all your amazing work. And then if you could do a quick tutorial on how to sign up for CBS All Access, that'd save me a step around Christmas time. So that'd be great.
I'm not even sure myself. If CBS hadn't given me a free account of mine, I wouldn't know how to do it myself. But you can find me anywhere on the Webernets, on all the social media platforms at Actor Doug Jones. All run together, no punctuation, at Actor Doug Jones. And I'm on everything, including the Snapchat and the LinkedIn and the Facebook and the Instagram and the Twitter and the hee-haw and the hoo-hoo.
Are you TikToking yet, Doug? Are you TikToking?
I know the kids are all about the TikTok. I have not bitten that bullet yet. I don't know. Either.
I want to see a TikTok.
I want to see a Doug Jones TikTok. I don't know what it is. Like, TikTok is just, I think it's just
it's
dancing.
Newfangled.
Yeah. I think it's just exclusive to dance. I don't know. You only do the dance.
I'm big on the TikTok.
Yeah, you are. Yeah,
no. I know how to
TikTok. Do a quick TikTok dance.
Oh, you're not ready for
it. No, I'm not ready for it. Brainwell Jam Plus member of the week is where Panda does a deep dive into a life of somebody who has signed up for Brainwell Jam Plus, which you can do as well. BrainwellJamPlus.com. Get all the shows completely ad free. Dan, who do we have today?
Tracy Losing.
Yeah, Tracy Losing opened the world's first Christmas-themed tanning salon.
She did.
Yeah, it's called O Tan and Balm.
Now this is what we've been waiting for.
Right.
Yeah, all
right.
Season's been waiting for this moment.
Candies, canes, tan and balms. Yeah, we're here for it.
You got it.
Do you get what? It's a full Christmas experience.
Oh, the full Christmas experience. A little bit of peppermint slather on there, and you just bake.
No,
I don't like it when you say that.
Peppermint slather.
You had me at tan and balm. You lost me at slather, by
Oh, man.
Jeez. Christmas music in the tanning
100%. Yeah. It's the full markup.
Full markup. All year long?
All year long. Wow. You can't beat it. A little bit of Christmas in July.
Yeah. How's it doing?
Oh, thriving.
Thriving right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, when did she open the store?
She opened it last week.
Really? Okay.
Busy.
Is she nervous about January?
No, not at all. No. We're pumping it up big.
You are?
Yeah.
You're invested?
Oh, big money.
Company money?
Oh, company.
Of course.
Thought it might be.
Yeah.
Boy, that sounds great. Where is it?
It's over on North 7th.
It's on North 7th, right? I thought it might be. I saw that. I thought I saw it on
North 7th. Yeah, that makes sense.
Doug, we love you. Merry Christmas to you, my friend. I'm so happy that we get to talk to you this holiday season. It's always the highlight. I don't know if you've heard, but when you came on, we did the full hour and then we had to stop because you had to teach kids how to act or something like that on Zoom. I don't know if you remember, but people loved it.
Yes.
We got to have you back
to do it again
because there's just so many more stories to tell and break down.
I'd love to talk to you. I can talk about myself all day.
Absolutely. We'll chat with you in 2021. Lord willing, it's going to be a better year. We'll see what happens.
That's right. You're loose to God's ears.
Absolutely. Yeah. Doug, we love you. Merry Christmas, my friend. And to all of you out there, may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast. It's produced by Brandon Gray and presented by Friendly TV. Our lovely set is decorated by Plum Home Decor. You can check them out at plumonmain.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast, go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. And to hear every Bramble Jam Podcast ad-free, go to BrambleJamPlus.com.